Well, my dear family, here I am. 4 days of silence, and I am sorry about that. We had a new person come, and I moved from the chapel into the little house, and that was quite an experience. I'm standing in the middle of chaos right now, but God willing, after prayers, everything will fall together. I've got good helpers. Well, the last message the Lord gave me a couple of days ago is, if you would only just tune in to me each day, I would have so much to share with you. Your little house is beautiful and well-suited to you both, but downsizing is a good thing. So get rid of those things you know are not necessary to you anymore. Amen to that. Lord, help me. Then the Lord began with a message. My darling Claire, I have missed your embraces and thanksgivings. How sweet of you this morning to thank me. It does so much for both of us, beloved. I love to be in your presence, and thanksgiving is so very vital to our relationship. You were right when you thought remorsefully about the times you took me for granted. Becoming too familiar with me can cause a soul to lose their fear of God and reverence. Keep up this beautiful quality of reverence in your life and encourage all heart dwellers to do the same. You know, dear ones, he continues, I do not require elaborate worship from you. What I love is when you just sit with me and pour out your heart of love. Songs can stir your feelings for me, but when you sit quietly, I am quite capable of responding to your longing for me without the music. That does not negate the music's role. It only strips worship down to the very essential, a heart of thanksgiving and praise. The greater the reverence, the sweeter the love between us. With some, I must be a more formal presence in their lives. With others that are very childlike, I let them into a precious place, reserved only for the very innocent. You are very much like a child, Claire, except for the ways of men that you learned in the world and have cast out of your life. The most intimate place in my heart is reserved for the purest of souls. Dear ones, if you wish to be in that place, purify your motives. Be on the lookout for the devices of men that Satan will try to draw you into. Yes, he will try to use men's ways, saying they're from me. But when you come to me without any pretenses, knowing that only your pure love for me is the way to my heart, I indeed bless you. On that note, sometimes he remains quiet, but still the blessings flow, and we just have to be patient until we can recognize his voice again. It is so simple, even a child can get it, Jesus continued. They look to me with such sincere and pure gaze. I cannot resist coming to them. This is the key to my heart and to heaven. Purity, sincerity, innocence. Coming to me with no dual motives makes you one of my dearest children. Others come because they want something, and I do listen and respond to them as well. But when one of these little ones comes because they simply want me, my heart beats faster and my love can no longer be contained. I make the world wait in line at the door, but to these my little ones, I sneak them in through the door of innocence. Oh, how I wish my church would understand this. I have tried many times in the Gospels to intimate that, to provoke their thoughts about that. Yes, I have tried, but the modern church puts so much stress on knowledge and ability. They cannot see the straightest way to my heart is anything but that. This is what I want heart dwellers to be. Innocent, childlike, faithful, loving, and longing for one touch from me, just one touch. Sure, I could impart volumes of knowledge about the ways of creation, but I prefer the innocent and loving gaze of a child, so in love with me that none of that matters. They only want to embrace and be with me. But then there is a going out and a coming in, and I am so deeply blessed when more childlike souls are drawn into my bosom. This is what I want heart dwellers to be like. I want them to be childlike souls that enter into my rest and trust me for everything. Children do not resist the impossible. They simply know that what I ask of them, they can do. What I tell them, they can understand and put into practice. For never do I instruct what I tell them they can understand and put into practice. For never do I instruct without imparting the grace to carry it through. My people, my graces, just like water, rush down the hillsides and accumulate in the lowliest places. Therefore, beloved, keep it pure and simple, and encourage souls to simply worship and love me, and do all that they know will please me. Stay away from competition and entanglements of men vying for primacy. Rather, be content with a small flock that is head over heels in love with me and wants nothing more than to please me and draw other souls into my heart. I long for these little ones, my people. Satisfy my longing. Present them to me in such a way that they will not fear to reach out and embrace me. I wait for them.